At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right. Now, Royals lose. Listen. All right, let me give you the phone number right out of the gate. 913-586-7965 if you want to talk about this one. Royals dropped the finale. They dropped the series in San Diego. Final score, Padres 3, Good Guys 2. Again, 913-586-7965. I told you on pregame, I hope no one's... Well, I guess I can't expect you all to listen to the On Deck Show, but... Well, I told you on the pregame, don't come looking to me for a silver lining if the Royals lose this one, because I got nothing for you. 913-586-7965. This team hasn't earned that. I'm sorry. They haven't earned me searching and reaching and doing everything I can to point out just how lucky we are. I'm finding those silver linings. I'm not doing it today. If you want to do it, go for it. Again, phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. I know. A winning road trip. Oh, it was a good road trip. If I would have told you at the beginning of the road trip the Royals are going to go 4-2, well, we all would have taken it. Now, I did that on the last road trip, all right? Remember when you dropped 2 of 3 to the White Sox after taking 2 of 3 from the Cardinals? Royals went 3-3 on that road trip. And I wasn't happy at the end of that series. I wasn't happy at the end of that road trip, that 3-3 road trip. But it's a 3-3 road trip. So I put on a happy face and we had a fun postgame. I don't remember if it was really a fun postgame show. What I do remember is giving the team the benefit of the doubt. I gave the team the benefit of the doubt because, hey, the old adage is go 500 on the road, win your series at home, and you're going to find yourself in October. Going to find yourself in the postseason. So when the Royals went 3-3 on the road and they're coming home to take on the Yankees and the A's, okay, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, sure. Yeah, you did your job. You know what? We will celebrate that 500 road trip. But then they came back home and lost every single game. Had a winless homestand. So yeah, you know what? Maybe I would have taken 4-2 at the beginning of this road trip. Yeah, possibly. But that was a while ago, man. And the Royals got out to a 4-0 start to this road trip. So a 4-2 finish to me isn't cause for celebration. It's not my job to point out the silver linings. It's the team's job to end these narratives. You know what? They're not narratives. They're statistics. The Royals still dead last in the American League in home runs. I know they hit one today. They hit one. They scored two runs. They failed to reach a trio of runs. 45% of the time this season, this team is stuck at two or fewer. I'd love to give Seth Lugo some love. Seth Lugo deserves a lot of love. But when we're 78 games into the season, you have a below 500 record, and the offense remains the worst run-scoring team in franchise history, man, I have a tough time offering up any love. 913-586-7965. I know, a winning road trip, and the offense came alive in Texas, and we saw them put up six runs in the opener against the San Diego Padres. I know. But the numbers and the sample size this season tell me that that is the aberration. That's the anomaly. What we saw today, what we saw yesterday with this team being limited to one run, what we saw in this series with this team going 4-for-27 with runners in scoring position. That's a 148 batting average. Now, what we saw today in the second inning, bases loaded, one out, and the Royals don't score one run. That's happened way too often for me to sit here and say, hey, the offense is coming. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, Salvi with a two-run blast. I would love to do that, but it would be disingenuous. Thursday is the midway point of the season, and we're still talking about the worst team in Major League Baseball when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position. Royals OPS in those spots is now an even 600. The next closest team are the pitiful Chicago White Sox, and they have an OPS 30 points better. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Randy Vasquez goes seven innings against you? Are you kidding me? Base running again? Man, listen. I don't know how much I really want to go in on the base running. You know, Drew Waters there in the ninth inning. Salvi in the second. Now, Fernando Tatis is a terrific right fielder. That was a great relay in the ninth inning by Jackson Merrill and Jose Iglesias. You know, I do want to give the Padres defense some credit for getting Waters at the dish there in the ninth inning for what could have been a winning run. Who knows? I got to give the Padres some credit for Salvi not scoring there in the second. But as I say that, I look at the numbers, and the Royals, Drew Waters, Salvador Perez, they've been bad base runners this year. So I don't know about you, but I find myself conflicted. There's the fan in me that knows Salvi's good, and Vinny and Bobby, and you know, still waiting on Jonathan India. But we're 78 games into this season, man. I can't sit here and say, hey, let's celebrate Seth Lugo. Even though we should, he's been unbelievable in the month of June. Four starts this month for Lugo. 23 strikeouts in 23 innings. He's given the team almost six innings every time he takes the ball. And he has one of the best ERAs in Major League Baseball this month, a mark of 1.57. I would love to sit here and talk about Seth Lugo, but you already know how good this rotation is. It's been this good all year. One of the top five units in the sport. And yet you're two games below 500. I told you on pregame, don't tune into this show if you're expecting me to deliver silver linings after a series loss in San Diego. I can't do it. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. Royals. I don't want to get carried away. Let me turn it over to you. Phone lines are open. 913-586-7965. Text line is there as well. We'll get to your phone calls and your text messages right after this.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Now the pitch. And a swing and a ball well hit. Deep to right field. Caglione back. Caglione leaps. And he made the catch up against the fence. Jack Caglione takes an extra base hit away from Merrill. The rookie right fielder, still learning the position, makes a great play right in front of the fence.
Absolutely unbelievable. Jack Caglione, the 22-year-old in just, what, his 17th big league game, saves the game with that leaping catch in the eighth inning as Lucas Ursig was doing everything he could to give this game away. Jack Caglione makes sure that he doesn't. He robs Jackson Merrill of a two-run home run as that game was knotted up at two apiece there in the eighth inning. Listen, now that I've said my piece, you take this show wherever you want it to go. If you want to just talk about Jack Caglione, man, I'm fine with that. You want to have a debate of what was more impressive? The home run that he hit that was thrown at his throat? I mean, at least at throat level. Or that two-run home run robbery at Petco. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That outstanding catch from that outstanding athlete, Jack Caglione, is today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Hey, have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. So the Royals escaped that jam in the eighth as Cags makes that great catch. Bobby catches a laser beam off of the bat of Manny Machado for the final out. And we go to the ninth inning, knotted up at two apiece. First two batters are retired for the Royals, and then Drew Waters draws a walk against Padres closer Robert Suarez, and Freddie Fermin takes a 1-0 offering to the wall in right center field. Jackson Merrill jumps it, makes a perfect throw to Jose Iglesias at second base, who throws it up the third base line to catcher Elias Diaz. It takes him right into Drew Waters. Waters, yeah, missed a step going around third base. He certainly wasn't slowing up. He just wasn't. It wasn't the ideal route. It wasn't perfect step by step from Drew Waters. Do we want to give him a break? Do we want to say tip your cap to the Padres defense? Or does the track record of this base running group for the better part of the season, I mean, outside of, okay, Michael steals his 17th base of the season, but you know, Salvi had a chance to score in the second. Drew Waters had a chance to score in the ninth. Neither do, and the Royals fall by one. 3-2 the final score as Daniel Lynch comes out in the bottom of the ninth inning. And now he's challenging him. I'll at least give Daniel Lynch that. He's not nibbling. He's going right at him. 0-1 fastball to Luis Arraez. The sweet swinging lefty just flicks it into left field for a leadoff single. And then after Lynch got Gavin Sheets to fly out, he again challenges Xander Bogaerts, an 0-1 fastball in the middle, and it's laced to center field for a double, which made it second and third with only one out. John Schreiber comes in to face Jose Iglesias, and Iglesias doesn't punch out. He makes contact, hits it to Bobby Witt Jr., but Bob's unable to make what was a basically impossible play at the plate, and Arraez scores, and the Padres walk off victorious. Royals lose 3-2. They're now two games below 500. Off day on Monday. Six-game homestand begins Tuesday night against the red-hot Rays, and then three with the Dodgers. Let's go to Patrick in Kansas City. Patrick, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Vern. That was a tough loss today. It really was. And you look at like last year's team to this year's team, you can tell the bullpen isn't where we were last year. And for people to say that we, and I know we made some trades at like All-Star break to get where we needed to be. But injuries into this year with starting pitching and then hitting's not hitting. And people say our minor league team isn't to where we need to be, like our single A through double A. We've got some good pitchers in our single A through double A. We got Drew Beam. We got David Shields. We got Blake Waters. We got Ben Curtna. You got Lewinder Alvila. You got Felix Aronde. And I guarantee you, if you
I'd say half of those guys are good.
Yeah, but if you
three
trade
out of those six
three,
are good.
Three to six, but there's still some guys with some potential. And then you got Blake Mitchell and Ramon Ramirez. I wouldn't even touch Jensen. He's a local kid. He hits good. He calls a good game. But if you offer a catcher and two or three pitchers for 1A Marcell Ozuna or 1B Kyle Stowers, I guarantee you one of those two teams would make a trade with the Royals this year. And we need an outfielder. We do. We need a left fielder. So that's what I would focus
on. Well, Ozuna's a DH. I like him as a bat.
I do too, but he's played some outfield over the years. And either one of those guys would be a pickup over what we have. And you call a great game. You call a great show. I love listening to you, Vern. Yeah. Thanks for all you do. I'll listen off air.
Yeah, my pleasure, Patrick. I appreciate it. No argument that both Ozuna and Stowers would be an upgrade over Drew Waters or John Rave. There is no argument there. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. To me, this one is another one that falls at the feet of the offense. Now, I get that Angel Zerpa was just straight up failed today. Angel Zerpa did not get the job done. If you want to lay it at the feet of one pitcher, yeah, Zerpa would be the guy, but he scored two runs. You know, I'm not doing that thing where, hey, make it hold up. Because Seth Lugo did his job, right? The starting pitching did its job. Seth Lugo doesn't give up a run while he's standing on the mound. Holding the opposition to three runs is enough to win. And as far as the bullpen, I honestly think this year's bullpen's better than last year's bullpen. Obviously, it is at this time of the season, right? You didn't have Urseg, Bubic wasn't a force. Hunter Harvey didn't make his brief appearance. The bullpen at this point last year was awful. I mean, that was the glowing albatross around this team's neck. Now, obviously, it's the offense. 913-586-7965. We go to Joe in Overland Park. Joe, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead. Oh, we lost Joe. Oh, damn. How about Nick and Shawnee? Nick, you're next up.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking the call. I mean, I guess the key here is, where does the spark come from? Is it Q? Is it Bobby? Is it Salvi? Like,
oh, they've already done all that. They did a player's only. Right. This isn't about spark. This is about execution. Get the job done. Don't punch out when you can't punch out, Jonathan India.
But what's the answer? I mean, it's not. We don't have a ton of options with trades. That Jags.
Oh, they got plenty of options. Leather, like that right? previous caller said, they have options down in the minor leagues. He left out quite a few, and some of the guys that he mentioned, I don't think are anybody that is. Really all that appetizing for other teams, but they have plenty of good minor league arms and good minor league bats that they could move to improve this offense. But, you know, you can go ahead and add two good bats all you want. If Jonathan India remains your leadoff hitter and he's putting up offers as consistently as he has, you're not going anywhere, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess, like, where's the hope as a fan of, like, I think, for me,
you're two games
like,
below 500 with 84 to play. There's the hope.
Yeah.
What are you talking
and,
about?
Yeah, no, I'm all for like, hey, there's a long, long way to go. But I mean, you start the show of like, we're not going to shy away. Like you lose this series and we're not going to kind of brush this under the rug.
Like, well, I agree, but I know where the hope line is. I'm just saying I'm not going to be your... I'm not going to trumpet the hope. The hope is obvious. The hope is what has you tuning in. You know how talented Vinny and Michael and Bobby and Cags and this pitching. I mean, you know the talent's there. What isn't there is the execution. They're gagging. They're choking. They're not getting the job done. That's the issue. So it's on the players. It's on the players and, yes, of course, on the front office to find some help, you know, to bring in a bat for this team. But... a bat alone isn't going to do the trick. The guys that are in the uniform along with that bat you bring in, it needs to be a collective effort because of the hole that they dug themselves in April and May. They're two games below 500, man. They need to have a really strong run at some point if they're going to find themselves separating themselves from the pack and grabbing one of those wild card spots.
Love it. Yeah, I mean, I'm in there, like, praise God that it's a 162-game season, and you play a lot of averages, and we got to get hot. Like, that's the key thing. So, thanks, Vern. We'll listen off air.
Yeah, and you know, you hate saying this, but it warrants mention. Not just the trade deadline, but 3 months of baseball still remain. And obviously the Royals need to remain healthy. But so do all these other teams that you're jostling with for postseason positioning. Things change quickly in this sport. If anybody knows that, it's Royals fans in 2025. You just look at what's happened over the past few weeks. A 500 road trip, a winless homestand, an outstanding start to a road trip, a disappointing finish to a road trip, and you know, who knows? Who knows? Three games coming up against the Rays, three against the Dodgers at home. You're at home, so I want two series victories. And if the Royals deliver that, if you get four wins against the Rays and Dodgers, I think at this time next week, we might be singing a different song. I might be speaking about this team differently. But it's on them to go out there and execute. This team needs two things from its offense. Needs excellence and execution. Needs excellence from its stars. Right? I need Bobby to be excellent, not just good. I need Bobby to be excellent. I need Vinny to be excellent in run-scoring situations. He's been anything but this season. I need Salvi to be excellent. I need excellence from my stars and execution from everyone. Now, Kyle Isbell, bases loaded, one out. You cannot punch out. And he didn't. He put the ball in play. They popped out to the first baseman, so it's about as bad as you can do in that spot, but it's better than punching out. Jonathan India, on the other hand, bases loaded, two outs, looks at strike one, stares at strike two, and check swing strike three. Thanks for playing. And not good enough. 913-586-7965. Royals lose 3-2. They take Monday off and then open up that series Tuesday night at Kauffman Stadium. My friends, we have 19 games to go before the All-Star break. 19. All but three of them are against really good teams. Something's got to happen here down the stretch. How many games below 500 can this club actually be at the All-Star break? Three with the Rays, three with the Dodgers, four in Seattle, three in Arizona. All those teams have winning records. Sure, you get the Pirates at home for three, but if you end up squaring off with Paul Skeens, that's anything but a gimme. And then you wrap up the first half with a trio of games against the first-place New York Mets. Got your hands full. 913-586-7965. We go to Jacob in Kansas City. Jacob, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking the call. I feel like you've taken the words out of my mouth at this point. I mean, I wanted to talk about Cags and cast my vote for the cool play of the game. That was definitely it. I feel like the Yankees were kind of going after him a bit. I don't know if it's like how much is intentional, but I do feel like teams were attacking him in right field, and he did have that drop couple of games ago, but today, you know, saved the game. And I wanted to say, I think I tipped my cap to the Padres on that. I think everybody expected Drew to try to go first to home if that ball got down, and they just, like, we needed them to be off a little bit, and they were not. So I think I know you're talking about the record of base running and all that, but I just think they executed better. Well, like, sure. They just could do, yeah.
Yep.
And, I mean, otherwise, yeah, we, like, it should have been a 2-0 in the second at least, and then it could have been 4-0 on the slam. But, yeah, otherwise, I'm with you. Everything you've said, I feel the frustration. Thanks a lot,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, Jacob, nice to hear from you. And anyone that's followed this team this season, even the most optimistic fans, and to be honest with you, I think I'm pretty close to that. To being one of the most optimistic fans. But even in that situation there in the second inning, bases loaded, one out, and you don't score one, despite the fact that I thought Cags was going to go deep today, despite the fact that we've been encouraged with what we saw from this offense as they score, you know, six runs in half of the games on this road trip, you know, for as encouraged as we were with this offense, for as optimistic as I might be in the talent that this lineup has, 1-7, 1-6, you knew that was going to come back and bite them. Padres are way too good. And you know the difference between good baseball and regular baseball. Good baseball teams make you pay for missed opportunities. And they normally do it quickly. Padres made you wait, but they capitalized, scoring two in the seventh to tie it up. And then they walked the Royals off in the ninth. Let's go to Emerson in Kansas City. Emerson, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah.
I have more of a question to ask than anything is, you know, when you say that we need excellence from our stars to really, you know, stay competitive and stay in it, you know, and when we question how many games we can go below 500, is like, what's your confidence level that we can really address the needs that we have at the trade deadline? When this offseason, we tried to throw money, we tried to bring arms, or excuse me, we tried to bring bats in, but really at the end of it, we were left holding the bag. And then we signed Estevez with what we have left over. If we can't get it done in free agency at the beginning of the year, and we have all these teams in the AL that are still in it, like, what's your confidence level that we can actually legitimately address the needs that we have and still make a run? When you got the AL, it's anyone's game right now. And, you know, I'm a big fan. Like, I follow along as much as I can, and I have that optimism that you were talking about just now. But even for me, that's highly optimistic. I'm even questioning whether we can actually get this done and really turn it around when we have to have excellence and we're just not getting that. I'll listen off there. Thanks, man.
And, I mean, you know your stuff, and every question you ask is valid, and I think everybody listening has to answer that for themselves, to be honest with you. A few things. First of all, look, I mean, in the American League, how many teams do we know are out of it? Two teams, I think. 12 teams coming into the day were within two spots of a playoff spot. 12 teams were within two games of a playoff spot coming into today. So, no, it's a great point that the seller's market isn't necessarily bountiful right now. It's a tough job running this front office. Now, it's gotten a lot easier under John Sherman, right? J.J. Piccolo's job is a lot easier than Dayton Moore's was. But J.J. Piccolo, over the past few years, has been able to find those diamonds in the rough. The Lucas Erceg when the team needed a bullpen arm. The Cole Reagans when the team needed a ace. When they needed, not even a starting pitcher. You know, someone to help them down the line. And boom, you strike gold with Reagans. You strike gold with Erceg. So part of me has that hope that they can strike gold. Maybe that's pie in the sky. To me, it's track record. You know, even Estevez, you know, with the money that you were left holding, right? You say the Royals were left holding the bag, and you're correct in that. Boy, they doled out that money to the right person. Estevez certainly has earned it. Waka, Lugo, not to mention all their trade deadline deals. Yeah, I think the track record of this front office says you can have hope that they can strike gold again when it comes to acquiring a hitter. I'll also be interested to see how aggressive they are to acquire the possible few right-handed bats that are available prior to the July 31st deadline. Those Royals have enough in the farm system to get it done, but are they willing to get into a bidding war? Are they also willing to get into a bidding war for a rental? Now, Reagan's had years of team control. Erceg and Harvey have years of team control. The Royals have been aggressive while also building for the future. Is that still the edict? Or can you go out and bring somebody in on an expiring contract? That'll be interesting to see. But another reason for optimism that there is hope for this offense, that it is not solely on them finding that one bat. Now, this isn't the part where I say, oh, Bobby's one of the best and Salvi and Vinny. Of course, you need Jonathan India to improve, obviously. But Jack Caglione. Now, maybe that's obvious. But just watching the 22-year-old over his first 16, 17 games, you assume a slump will present itself over the course of the next few weeks. But come August and September, Jack Caglione has an opportunity to do exactly what Nick Kurtz is doing right now for the Athletics. And that is become a stud, a star. Cag showed his star ability with that home run robbery in the eighth inning. It's already getting the national love. MLB wants Cags to be a star. Major League Baseball is putting its full force behind that beautiful left-hander. So they want him to become big, and he has the talent to do so. Now, he did show some frustration today after a pair of pop-outs to the left side of the infield, Cags spiking his bat both times. Be careful with that young man. Especially that first one. Looked like the bat almost came back and got you on the face. We can't afford you putting yourself on the injured list. So Emerson, to the question of, we want to believe, we want to be optimistic, but the numbers don't lie. No team in the American League has fewer home runs. No team in Major League Baseball has a worse OPS with runners in scoring position. You can't be both. Can't be punchless and clutchless. But what gives me the most confidence is the potential of Cags and the potential of J.J. Piccolo. That's what I'm banking on. We're less than 40 days away from the trade deadline. Emerson, good stuff, buddy. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Calvin in Independence. Calvin, you're on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, what would you think about maybe we trade our catcher, Freddie, to the Padres for one of their bats? One of their bats that's laying around, because it looks like they need catching and we need a batter.
I don't know how much they would part with. I mean, they have Martin Maldonado and former All-Star Game MVP Elias Diaz. So Freddie Fermin, certainly a upgrade defensively over the both of them, because Maldonado's getting older. I don't know if you would get the missing piece. Maybe, but Salvi could be a free agent at the end of the season, and if you trade away Freddie Fermin, you could find yourself in quite the bind next year.
Well, we got catching down there in the minors.
Yeah, they're all 20 and 20. You know, Carter Jensen's going to turn 22 in a few weeks. I don't know if he's going to be big league ready on opening day of 2026. Hopefully, but certainly no guarantees. The kid hasn't even taken a pitch at AAA yet.
And then that guy that was pitching, he had two strikes on the batter, and he throws him one like that to hit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how can you do that?
I mean, you
can't do that. Throw it up in his eyes or down or out. You know, don't throw it down the middle. You know, I mean, I wouldn't want to get rid of Salvi for one reason. Salvi can hit the hard, long one.
Right.
He's shown that.
Well, Salvi can't catch every day, so you got to have somebody else to catch. And as the summer months continue to get warmer and warmer, Salvi's going to catch less and less. So you're going to see a lot of Freddie Fermin. And if you part with him, that means you're going to see a lot of Luke Maley. And, you know, he's a fine big leaguer, but I don't know if I'm ready to part with a Freddie Fermin. He might be my opening day catcher next year.
Well, the thing is Freddie's not the bat that Salvi is. I don't think he could run into a bat like Salvi.
No doubt. Salvi's a Hall of Famer. No doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I want to see Salvi retire from Kansas City Royals. I don't want to see him traded.
Yeah, but Salvi might want to play longer than the Kansas City Royals want him to play, because they have a $13 million team option for him this offseason. So if he's going to come back next year, he's likely going to need a new contract. And, you know, how much does he want? How long do the Royals want
to
keep him?
Tell him, Salvi, you're just getting too old, son. It's time to go home. If we had one more bat in that lineup that could help us, I think, like you say, just get us there. We got the pitching.
No question about it. Calvin, thanks for the phone call. Going to get some other of these Royals fans in there. No doubt the Royals have the pitching. Seth Lugo today, 6 1/3 innings of one-run baseball. His 8th quality start on the season. Only Chris Bubich on the team has more. It's the Royals' 37th quality start. Only the Phillies pitching staff has more. Calvin, good stuff. Freddie Fermin, I don't know how interested in trading him the Royals should be. You know, the Salvador Perez conversation that we're going to have this offseason is going to be interesting. Salvi today, 1-for-3 with that 2-run home run. Career home run number 282. He's now only 35 away from matching George Brett's franchise record, and Salvi moves into a tie with Brian McCann for 8th on baseball's all-time home run leaderboard for a catcher. Next up, the Hall of Famer Pudge Rodriguez. Let's go to Buzz in Lawrence. Buzz, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I was lucky enough to enjoy my Sunday. I was at a local bar with some of my friends. We were watching the ball game.
My man.
Great game today. It was a really entertaining game. Yeah.
Lugo's fun to watch, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, yeah. Shoot, and that Salvi home run, man, we were going crazy on that one. But I do have a question for you. So my buddies, they're mainly football guys. I'm definitely a baseball guy. They're mainly football guys. Mm-hmm. So with a football season, a loss hurts, right? Like a loss is a big part of your season. But with baseball, you know, losses are just part of it. You know, everyone loses. The Dodgers lose. The Yankees. Everybody loses. Right. So I guess my question for you is how do I help my football buddies kind of get with this roller coaster ride of sure. baseball where you're not gonna win every game, right? Like
right.
you're gonna
well,
lose games.
What do you think of this? What do you think of this? And stay with me. I'll get your reaction.
Okay.
You know, Royals today just played their 78th game of the season. They are two games below 500. For comparison, in a 17-game NFL season, the Royals are right now playing in the first quarter of week 9. So they got 8 games under their belt, right? 9 more to go. So if they're 8 games in and they're 2 games below 500, that basically means they're a 4-4 football team. No, that's not great, but things could be a lot worse. All they need is one hot stretch, a few wins in a row, put themselves in position going into the month of December to make that home stretch. So first quarter of week 9 right now, they're a 4-4 football team, and they hold their fate in their hands, right? They control their own fate. So that's how I would put it. To me, that's the best way to explain it to football fans.
There you go, Vern. I mean, I didn't know you had that in you, man. That was some quick math right there. But, yeah, I'll definitely throw that in the group chat. You said it was first quarter of week 9?
Week 9, yeah. 8 games okay. under their belt. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I will throw that in the group chat. And also, don't discount yourself in the future, brother. You're a smart guy. That was quick.
Well, that's very nice of you. Buzz, thanks for the phone call. Royals dropped the finale in San Diego. Royals now 4-6 on the season in rubber games. Let's go to Phil in Shawnee. Phil, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Happy Sunday to you.
You too. Can you hear me?
I got you, buddy. Yep.
Okay, so just a couple of things. One, I don't know if you've talked about this, but why aren't we loading the bases in the 9th to make a force play at the plate instead of a tag? Do we know that? Was Contreras asked that?
No, he wasn't asked, but there was a lefty on deck. He had Schreiber on the hill. I'm guessing he liked the righty-righty matchup.
Okay. And then secondly, relievers come in, they still have to face 3 batters or end an inning. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
So we got a problem because it's frustrating when we know that Zerpa doesn't have it. When he throws that sweeper that keeps going outside and isn't even close to the plate, and he keeps doing it, and he did it 8 times today. At some point after he's done it to one batter, somebody's got to tell Zerpa to throw a different pitch. Or I wish to God he would show up with nobody on base so that, in other words, if it's a leverage situation and he doesn't have it like he didn't have it today, we're stuck. I wish there were a way that I'm asking them to put Urseg in earlier or do something, because it's really frustrating when Zerpa doesn't have it, because he throws the same pitch and it's not close to the plate, and it leads to what happened today.
Yeah, Phil, thanks for the phone call. Zerpa comes into the game with a man on second base and one out. He got Luis Arraez to ground out, which allowed Jackson Merrill to move up to third, and then back-to-back walks, loads the bases. So he faced the 3 batter minimum, and then Q brings in Lucas Urseg. And Urseg, as a previous caller, Calvin at Independence, pointed out, Urseg against the right-handed Jose Iglesias. 0-2. He's ahead of the guy 0-2, and he gives him a fastball right in the middle of the dish. And Iglesias, the veteran, he's not trying to get big. He's just trying to execute and do the job, so he shoots it to the opposite field. 2 runs come in to score, and the game's knotted up at 2 apiece. Yeah, starting off that 7th inning, Royals led 2-0. Seth Lugo comes out, as he should have. Lugo's at only 81 pitches. And he gives Jackson Merrill a hanging curveball that ends down and in to the lefty, and that's the nitro zone for most left-handed hitters. So Merrill rockets it into right field for that leadoff double. Lugo gets Machado. Zerpa comes in. Urseg does his thing. Game's tied up at two apiece through seven. Phil, thanks for the phone call. Royals lose it in the ninth inning. Ninth inning again, Daniel Lynch comes in for his first inning of work and is challenging dudes, throwing it right across the plate, daring them to beat him. And they did beat him. Arise goes to the opposite field. Xander Bogaerts, a double, a rocket double to the wall in right center field. So it's second and third with only one out, and Iglesias is at the dish. Phil was curious. Why not walk Iglesias, have the bases loaded, force at any base? Double play possibility. I don't even know this Brooks dude's first name. This guy that apparently we're trying to stay away from. Anybody? Trenton Brooks? That's his name. Okay, yeah. Trenton Brooks is the individual that was waiting on deck. He came in as a pinch hitter in the game. But yeah, lefty bat waiting on deck. I don't know. I mean, Schreiber's a right-handed specialist, and you know Schreiber's gotten touched up for most of his career against lefties, so I understand it. Obviously not happy with the result. Iglesias goes with it, and hits it right to Bobby Witt Jr., but it would have needed to be hit a little bit harder. Bobby would have needed to make a perfect throw to the plate to get Luis Arraez. Neither of those two things happen. And the Royals are walked off by the Padres. 913-586-7965. Royals now two games below 500 with a record of 38-40. My game notes are brought to you by Jays South Lanteau. Be in the know and call Jays South Lanteau. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your phone calls and your text messages right after this.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a ball well hit. Deep left center. That ball is gone. A two-run homer for Salvador Perez. And the Royals take a 2-0 lead here in San Diego. Salvi with number 9, RBIs 40 and 41.
Oh, yeah, Salvador Perez, home run number 9 on an 0-1 cutter in the middle of the dish man, that dude is strong. He put all of his muscle into that bad boy, all of his strength. 114 miles per hour off of the bat, 412 feet over the left field wall. Salvi batting 280 here in the month of June. Salvi with that two-run blast in the sixth inning. Put the Royals ahead 2-0. It was short-lived. Padres would get two of their own in the seventh and walk the Royals off in the ninth. Royals have a 4-2 road trip. But as I told you to start, man, you came to the wrong place if you're looking for silver linings. 913-586-7965. Now, I'm not going to rehash it. If you want to get my thoughts, please do me a favor and subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast on the Odyssey app or really wherever you get your podcasts. We put the post-game show up there each and every day. Again, find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Royals lose 3-2. We go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. And yeah, look, I thought that we were going to have a 5-1 road trip today, and it was certainly frustrating that we couldn't get the job done in the ninth inning. But I have a question and a comment. My first comment is, come on, guys. We got to pick up the bats. We can't continue to waste pitching like this. I know that we had a great stretch of games over this road trip, but we cannot continue to waste great pitching as it is. And I have one question. I'll listen off air. Do you think that there's a chance that we could trade for whoever it is, Taylor Ward and Eugenio Suarez, before June ends? Because I feel like we need to be like one of the first teams to make a move. I'll listen off air, Vern.
Yeah, boy. Before June ends. Now, Taylor Ward, I would say, is more realistic than Eugenio Suarez. Right? Diamondbacks still a game above 500. Angels, three games below 500. Sure. Why not? Why not? You're going to overpay, right? We all agree that if you make a move now, you're overpaying because you're offering basically a deal that they can't refuse. Now, put yourself in the front office of the Angels and you have not just a good player in Taylor Ward, but a good player that you have under control next year too. So for me to part with that player and not even have a bidding war, right? The trade deadline's more than a month away. To say we're not even going to have a bidding war, man, that means that offer is just knocking my socks off. Where, of course, yes. So it would be a certain overpay. So no. I don't see that happening before July starts. Not with those guys. Now they're, you know, well, you know what? No matter who it is, you know, Taylor Ward certainly with an extra year of control. But even if we're talking about a guy that has underperformed on a team that has underperformed, like Luis Robert with the White Sox, everyone knows that guy's as good as gone, or should be as good as gone, because he's basically a free agent at the end of this season. So he's a rental player. The White Sox suck. Everybody knows that. I'm sure everyone has already lobbed offers. What's it going to take to pry that 5-tool talent away from Chris Getz and the Chicago White Sox? As far as Suarez, now he's a free agent at the end of the season. So, you know, a lot like Seth Lugo, the Diamondbacks need to make a decision of, can we part with this piece and cover it? You know, can we move this expiring contract and still find our way into October? A lot like the Detroit Tigers did last year. Right? The Tigers traded a reliever. They traded Mark Canna. They traded away Jack Flaherty, right? Their number two pitcher. Traded him away at the deadline. They were able to cover it, though. You know, that pitching chaos that A.J. Hinch unleashed allowed them to cover up the loss of Jack Flaherty. If the Royals traded Seth Lugo, could they cover it? Right now, the answer is, of course not. Now, Rich Hill just had a stinker in Omaha. Kyle Wright's not really filling you with much confidence. Cole Reagans is still likely a month away from returning. So right now, you can't part with a Cole Reagans. And if I'm the Diamondbacks, until I see, you know, a Jordan Lawler really take that next step, I don't know if I can convince myself we're still in the race in the National League if we part with the 25 home runs of Eugenio Suarez. Garrett, always nice hearing from you, buddy. Let's go to Kathy in Los Angeles. Kathy, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. We thought us to take Freddie Freeman, but we've also got a prospect down in AAA that they're waiting to bring up anyway, and Ethan Salas.
Freddie Freeman, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I meant, yeah. Anyway, but I don't know what kind of what hitters you get back from the Padres right now, because I don't think we'd have anybody to spare. So.
Right.
And getting rid of Seth Lugo, Rich Hill, I'm sorry, Rich Hill's not an option. Padres had him, I think, 2 years ago.
Everybody's had him, yeah. He's been on every team.
Yeah, pretty much. So he's not somebody to rely on. So I don't think getting rid of Seth's a really good idea, you know, anyway. So
Right. No, I'm with you on that.
So the only bad thing about this weekend is having one of my favorite teams lose.
Yeah,
so,
well, you knew that was going to happen. You knew
I knew
what you
was
signed up for, Kathy.
I knew
it was coming.
I knew it was coming. It was still a great, you know, I wish I could have been there to see it live, but I'm going to try and make it out to Kauffman next year, because it's been a long time since I've seen a game at Kauffman. I think it's 2015. 10 years. I haven't seen a game in Kauffman in 10 years.
Well, hopefully that means next year the Royals are going to win the World Series. Kathy, nice hearing from you. We're going to give Seth Lugo, the former Padre, one of the former Padres you cheered on, as Kathy is our resident Royals Padres fan. Seth Lugo is today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Pretty obvious, right? Lugo has lowered his ERA today to 2.93. That's top 20 in Major League Baseball. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing that since 1958, and they can help you too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Taking a look at the text line real quick. I see Scott in Phoenix frustrated by that ninth inning. Says Drew Waters has enough speed that he should have beaten that relay throw. Waters, 1-for-3 on the day with that walk in the ninth inning as well. Drew Waters batting .274 since winning that faceoff with MJ Melendez. From the 913, Vern, Matt Quatrero has the reverse Midas touch. When it comes to these pitching moves, all his moves turn to, I can't read that. Our buddy out in Warsaw says, Vern, the offense is getting a tad old. I got nothing but love for this team, but come on, man. Signed Dwayne in Warsaw. From the 304, Vern, can we send Jack Caglione back down to regain that year of control? No. Pam is irate on the text line, just saying that this offense is 100% terrible. Mike D on the text line says he'd be pissed off if he was Seth Lugo. I think Seth Lugo was pissed off that he came out of this game. I don't think he was very pleased that he came out of this game, and he ultimately gets a no decision. Daniel Lynch takes the loss. Royals have a winning road trip. I take no solace in it. You better have a winning homestand. A homestand that begins Tuesday night with the first of three against the Tampa Bay Rays. JT Noah, great job back at the studio, buddy. Always enjoy working with you. Kansas City, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Take care.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.